Good afternoon. I'm Duncan McFadden. Yesterday, we noted the death of Daryl Hunt. He made statewide headlines because he was wrongfully convicted of a Winston-Salem murder in 1985. Hunt, who was black, was convicted of killing a white newspaper copy editor. He served 19 years in prison before DNA evidence exonerated him and led police to the real killer. Here's something else we learned about Hunt. According to his attorney, Mark Rabel, Hunt had an incredible capacity to forgive and never held a grudge.
In the 32 years that I knew Daryl, he never expressed any anger towards anyone. And that was amazing to me. He was in the jail. He hadn't been convicted of anything. And even then, knowing that he was completely innocent, he said, you know, anybody can make a mistake. So he felt like the police had made a mistake in his case and that one day they'd figure it out and the right thing would be done. He's very forgiving of people.
After a special state commission overturned Hunt's conviction, he was pardoned and received a nearly $2 million settlement. He then founded the Daryl Hunt Project for Freedom and Justice. Based in Winston-Salem, it advocated for prison reform, those wrongfully convicted, and it provided support for newly released prisoners.
He helped thousands of people. His recidivism rate was 10%. When people came to his project, they were treated holistically. They got their GEDs, their high school diplomas. They had job training. They learned how to do job interviews. They went into counseling. And, you know, he tried to look at people holistically and to get to the core of the problem to keep them from going back into the system.
But still, Hunt remained haunted by his own 19-year prison experience. In an interview with WFDD a year and a half ago, he talked about often standing in front of doors waiting for them to open as they did in prison, instead of just reaching for the doorknob. He blamed prison life for this obsession and others he struggled with after being released.
When I leave the house, my first stop is always to the ATM machine to get a picture. It gives me a date and a time, and I had a receipt in my car. If I'm leaving town, when I get to the next town, that's what I do, the same thing. Someone would know exactly what I was doing, when I was doing it. It's a safeguard for me in order for me to feel comfortable enough to be free.
Two books have been written about Hunt's wrongful conviction, and an independent documentary was produced in 2006. No information has been released about the cause of his death. Daryl Hunt was 51 years old.